This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. Inside the world famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land. They're kind of vying for who can be the most anti-American, whether it be liberals like Nancy Pelosi, AOC, Ilhan Omar, you name it, or whether it be Colin Kaepernick, whether it be Michael Moore, whether it be somebody in Hollywood, they're all trying to vie to see who could be the most un-American. What's funny is if you watch the Golden Globes last night, you know that if they were unleashed, they would have all said their crazy stuff against Trump and defended the Iranian general. You know, one of the world's great terrorists who murders and tortures thousands of people and leaves them maimed and dead, cuts their heads off. You know they would have supported it, but you know every one of them got a lecture from their agents that middle America buys your records, middle America watches your shows, middle America watches your movies. Be careful what you say. Don't ever say you're on the side of Iran or the Iranian general. You know they all wanted to say that, but they were scared to death to say it because they'd lose their careers. And they were, you know, they were lectured and admonished by their agents and managers not to do it. Michael Moore doesn't care. He tells the Ayatollah of Iran, Democrats will take care of Trump for them. Michael Moore said he sent a message to Iran's Ayatollah telling Iran they shouldn't respond with violence to Trump killing General Soleimani, that Democrats in the U.S. will fix this peacefully. He's sending messages to crazed murderers who want to kill every Jew and Christian in the world. If there's a Jew in America that votes Democrat, you're mentally ill. There's something wrong with you. Do you see how these people think? These Democrats think? These are people in Iran who hate Jews and want to kill every one of us, but first torture us. And he's acting like they're his buddy. After 8 years of Republicans being called racist, if they dared criticize Obama, it's stunning how openly Democrats are siding with America's worst enemies against their own president. Because, of course, by saying we'll fix this peacefully, Moore is suggesting to the Iranian terrorists that they're right to be upset that Trump killed their top general. He's the most horrible person in the world, and he's a traitor. And a horrible human being. Here's just one person on Twitter, one just total strange person on Twitter responding. These people for years that Trump is a puppet of Putin and that he legitimizes dictators like Kim Jong-un, but now it's apparently okay to be apologetic and grovel to the leader of an authoritarian Islamic state. And then another random tweet says, didn't appeal to him not to throw gay people off rooftops, though. Another one says, you address your message to Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran. Your whole tweet is a mess from the finish to start. The current Ayatollah is a Khamenei, and he has a fatwa against music, which you play for him at the start. What a fail. He's a fatwa against music. I mean, you're dealing with such jokes. Can you imagine? Islamic extremists are like, you dare to play music, off with your head. And then they kill you after they gang rape you. They send 15 male soldiers in to gang rape you. And then they kill you because you played music. Or because a woman took her veil off and someone saw her face. Or she was accused of looking at another man. Cut her head off. Mutilate her. They're on their side. because, of course, they have Trump derangement syndrome. Nothing else matters except Trump must die. So here's Nancy Pelosi, who I thought at various times was crazy, but not insane. You know, just not completely radical, not completely bonkers, not completely off her gourd, but just another liberal, ranting liberal, and playing a game. But no, she's not playing games. She's insane. She's introducing a resolution implying preemptive surrender to Iran. Speaker of the House wrote a letter to her Democrat colleagues in the House on Sunday to reveal a new war powers resolution that amounts to preemptive surrender to Iran and ongoing hostilities. Pelosi's letter begins with the declaration that President Trump's airstrike last week against this guy Soleimani, who's responsible for the murder of hundreds of Americans, they don't mention thousands maimed, and recent attacks on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, was provocative and disproportionate, and terms suggesting the attack was illegal under international law and could constitute a war crime. This is how bad we've fallen. Harvard Law School professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz, a big Democrat, by the way, argued in the Wall Street Journal today his strike was not only lawful, but an easy call. The president has the constitutional authority to take military actions short of declaring war that he and his advisors deem necessary to protect American citizens. This authority is extremely broad, especially when the actions must, by their nature, be kept secret from the minded target. And yet Pelosi's letter indicates the House will declare the president's action illegal under international law. The letter further claims Trump's action endangered our service members, diplomats, and others by risking a serious escalation of tensions with Iran. I think you should replace Iran's name and Soleimani's name with Hitler. And you should say FDR's action endangered our service members, diplomats, and others by risking an escalation of tensions with Nazi Germany. Can you imagine saying that? 6 million Jews are being slaughtered, gassed, raped, murdered, tortured. And you'd say, you're risking an escalation by criticizing him. You killed one of his generals? What are you thinking, FDR? What are you thinking, Truman? You dropped a nuclear bomb on the Japanese. You're a madman. It's a war crime. And the letter goes on to describe a new resolution that would limit the president's military actions regarding Iran, signaling a surrender in the conflict before there ever is a conflict. Oh, that's a good way to win a war, isn't it? Before there even is a war, before Pearl Harbor, let's make sure the Japanese know that if there's a war, Congress won't support FDR and we will not allow a war. Wow. This is all insane. The new resolution, which Pelosi says mirrors a similar Senate bill by Senator Tim Kaine, that makes sense, the guy who ran, running mate of Hillary Clinton. You already forgot that, didn't you? Tim Kaine of Virginia ran with Hillary Clinton. He was going to be the Vice President of the United States. He was all set to be the VP of the United States of America. And for the rest of all time, everybody would remember throughout his history, his legacy, his family would always be the children and the grandchildren of the Vice President of the United States. And him and bitter Hillary were so upset and shocked, they were all ready to announce their victory on election night, that they can never, ever leave Trump alone. They've got to try and destroy him every day of their lives because they're nuts. It's just they want to surrender to the most vicious people since Hitler. Just incredible. Here's an article. Trump derangement syndrome skyrockets over Soleimani. Let's see if they're identifying any other nutcases. And by the way, this guy was the worst terror mastermind maybe ever. Even more dangerous than bin Laden or al-Baghdadi. Neither bin Laden nor al-Baghdadi ever had remotely the power at their disposals. Soleimani did as the military leader of the greatest state sponsor of terrorism. They were not even close to him, who was head of Iran's Quds forces and the second most powerful person in the country of 80 million with all its weaponry and technology and ties to China and Russia. Besides the thousands of Americans who died or were maimed for life because of Soleimani, hundreds of thousands across the Middle East have met their fates, at least in part, through this man's orchestrations. The once shining state of Lebanon is practically decimated through the rise of his Hezbollah. That was his group, Hezbollah. A fate he was replicating in Iraq. And then there's Yemen and his people's war there against Saudi Arabia and their own people. And, of course, Israel, where he kept the Jewish state in a crossfire between Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Hezbollah. And don't forget, Hezbollah was busy exporting drugs into the United States. And Soleimani was in charge of all these operations at once, a superstar of terror. And on top of all this, he had as much influence as anyone in the world in keeping the Syrian civil war alive. The current death count, about 400,000. Number of refugees, 5.7 million. He may have changed Europe as we know it forever. And let's not forget Iran itself, where only in the last few weeks, Soleimani's footprints were all over the deaths, the murder of thousands of peaceful anti-regime demonstrators. No one knows how many. And torture, something the Islamic Republic has made especially since 1979. Only the other day, once again, they executed a man for homosexuality. He was in charge. And yet the supposedly liberal and progressive Democrats are all upset that we assassinated him. Trump did it. It has to be wrong. Can you imagine? Would they have been just as upset if Obama did it? Of course not. Would they have attacked Trump if he assassinated Hitler in 1940? Of course. Blamed him for escalating the conflict? Of course. Can you imagine if your kid died from a roadside bomb? If your kid's walking around with no legs because of a roadside bomb, and this guy did it, and you're mad because we killed him? And the Democrat candidates for president, every one of them's mad at Trump. Exactly who would you call a patriot in this group? Any patriots there? I don't think so. The most incredible thing I've ever heard. And Schiff, of course, Adam Schiff, the ultimate traitor, calls for congressional hearings of Trump's drone strike that killed Soleimani. Congressional hearings. Because you know it's going to be another article of impeachment. He must be impeached for killing Hitler. FDR's got to be destroyed for going after Hitler. Truman's got to be destroyed for the atomic bomb. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for 2 years about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep, and now you can get a MyPillow of your own at an exceptional price. If you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, you can get two MyPillow Premium Pillows for the price of one, $69.98, and that is less than $40 a pillow. But the great part about it is that you get a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. These are washable, dryable, and you get the great night's sleep. How can you go wrong? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. If you want to have a great night's sleep, go to MyPillow and get you a MyPillow. And by the way, get your MyPillow dog bed for your forever friend. They'll love you more than they do now for it. MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your business spend
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. USA Radio Network. By the way, I should mention my friend Jason. I won't give a last name. My friend Jason, I consider him a very good friend. And you know, look, I'm at a point in life where I have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of friends. So I can have someone who I love dearly, and I consider him like a brother, but I only speak to him like four times a year. Because I can't speak to everybody all the time anymore. It's impossible. So I speak to this guy four, five, six times a year. He texts me things about, you know, he's a big Republican, former United States Marine. And he'll text me things about Trump. He loves Trump, thinks Trump's great, and he'll text me ideas. But then he won't text for a month, and I don't think anything of it. So I didn't hear from him for about 6 weeks. And then it turns out a friend contacts me and says, do you know about Jason? I said, what? He says, on Thanksgiving, Jason picked up his daughter from the airport. She's doing college in Italy. She's coming home from Italy. He picked her up at the LAX airport, and he was involved in a horrendous car crash. He almost died. Him and his daughter were both almost killed. And the daughter had, you know, a million broken bones, and her aorta of her heart was ripped off. She was supposed to die, and like a world-famous heart surgeon saved her life, or she'd be dead, and she was brought to a different hospital than him. And he's still in the hospital. She got out. He's been in the hospital since Thanksgiving. And here's a news story in San Diego about his story. He's going to be in the hospital for months. He was asleep for weeks. I said, in a coma? They said, no, in a daze, kind of. So anyway, the point is, within 2 days of getting that from my buddy, I heard from this guy, he actually got out of the hospital, only because he's a former United States Marine. He's that tough that they expected months more in the hospital, and he got out like 2 days after the story was on San Diego TV News about him and his family, because he's a single dad with three kids. His wife had died, I think, of cancer, and he doesn't even have, you know, a wife, so there's no mom for the three kids, and they're all under the age of 18. One was a college freshman, just 18, and the other one is like 15, and the other one is like 9. And there's no one to take care of them, and no one to make the meals, and their father's in a hospital like a vegetable for months. Anyway, he got out, and he's doing better, and he's going to recover. But he told me that this is so California, so typical of California. He's driving along the 405 back to San Diego where he lives after picking his daughter up at LAX. And he's driving at 2 in the morning because her flight was delayed like 4 hours, and he waited 4 hours, and she finally got in at like 1:30. It's raining, and it's foggy out, and somebody has abandoned their car on the highway in the dark and the fog. They were obviously drunk, and they got into an accident, and they hit the side rail, and rather than stay there and or try to pull the car out of there, they just ran, and they left the car in the middle of the road, and he slammed into it at, you know, 65 or 70 miles an hour, whatever you're doing on the highway at 405 in California, and he slammed into it head on, and then he got hit from behind by an illegal alien. This is California. On one hand, you have some scummy piece of garbage lawbreaker who was drunk in his car that left it there and ran from the scene. Left a car in the fast lane with no lights on in the dark. It was probably a black car. I didn't even ask him. He probably wouldn't even know. It all happened in a matter of a split second, and then he's been in a hospital for 2 months. People are so bad in California. On one hand, a guy left his car in the middle of the road, and my buddy Jason smashed into it, and on the other hand, he gets hit from behind after he hits it by an illegal alien. You're surrounded on all sides of California by horrible people and lawbreakers and criminals and drunks. And he showed me a picture of his car. It's an accordion. There's no possible way him and his daughter lived. The car is smooshed like an accordion. The back is now the front. The front doesn't exist. He smashed head-on into two cars and then, and you know, head on to the car stuck in the middle of the road, and the car behind him smashed into him head on. So there was nothing left of his car, and him and his daughter are alive and recovering, thank God. But to me, that's California. That's California today. A bunch of lawbreakers and people who don't belong in the state or the country. And good people like Jason, an ex-Marine and a successful businessman, he almost lost his life. And his daughter almost lost her life. And I don't know if either one of them will ever be the same. How do you recover from an accident like that? Are you ever completely the same? Can you talk as quickly? Can you think as quickly? Can you walk as quickly? Everything on their bodies was broken. He's convalescing at home, thank God. Months ahead of schedule. God bless you, Jason. I gave a nice donation to his GoFundMe page. It's just unbelievable. That's life in California. We're surrounded, folks, and they want to bring that to the whole United States of America. They're dying to bring it. All right, more to come. Great guests when we come back. And I'll talk about Colin Kaepernick, the most un-American racist loser in America's history.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Roughly a dozen GOP senators want to change the Senate rules and allow for lawmakers to dismiss articles of impeachment against President Trump before the House sends them over. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri introduced the legislation, arguing the Senate's impeachment rules did not envision a scenario where the House would delay transmitting articles of impeachment against the president, as Speaker Nancy Pelosi has done.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to run the Senate. She is trying to be the leader of the Senate and control what we do. She is trying to prevent a trial. And the bottom line is, that's not what the Constitution says.
Hawley speaking there on Fox News, and former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he would testify if subpoenaed in President Trump's impeachment trial. In his statement, Bolton said he made the decision with careful consideration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the product.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Sponsor the segment, My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season's here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu and all kinds of other things, too. Silver may be the best defense against losing your voice, the best defense against brain fog, the best defense against leaky gut syndrome, the best defense against candida, skin conditions, gut problems, yeast problems, you name it. My doctor suggests products contain alkaline, structured silver that destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. I've used it for 4 years now. Most of their products and one specific one, silver solution, for now almost a year. I'd say about 9 months. And they all changed my life, but silver solution really changed my life. What an amazing product. Get 20% off every time you order, not just the first time, every time. And get their book, The Silver Miracle, free, which tells you how to use silver against every ailment that ails you. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use the promo code ROOT or tell them Wayne Root sent you, or I love the Wayne Root show, and you save 20% off every time. mydoctorsuggest.com/root or go to 866-660-9868. Got my guest here, Adam Brandon. Is the president of Freedom Works, small government, less taxes, more freedom, the nation's top grassroots group on the right in terms of social media impact. You can follow them at Twitter at Freedom Works, at Freedom Works. Adam Brandon, welcome to the show.
I appreciate your invitation tonight.
So, you know what's funny to me? I got to ask you about this real quick, and then we'll get to all the other stuff. But you've got this big social media footprint, and I guess your biggest part of that is Twitter. I'm on Twitter, and I'm being shadow banned. There's no way anybody can join me, and I'll give you a good example. So, the last 3 years, I've had a national TV show on Newsmax TV. It's the number one show on Newsmax, prime time, 8 o'clock at night on Newsmax, East Coast time. I get over 1,000 fan mails a week. I can't gain one single follower at Twitter, so I know I'm being shadow banned. So now PolitiChatter comes to me, which is a new version of Twitter and Facebook. PolitiChatter.com comes to me, and they said, we're going to make you our poster boy. I guarantee you, you're going to grow very quickly. So I joined 3 weeks ago, and I've got 125,000 followers.
Wow.
I went from zero to 125,000 in 3 weeks at Twitter. I can't gain one person in 3 years. So how are you surviving at Twitter, Adam?
Well, I would actually say our largest community, and we just hit 5 million a couple days ago, is on Facebook. But we are on every platform. But look, I've talked to a lot of different people who are having problems all over the place. And Facebook, just if you're going to rank them, Facebook seems to get, I think conservatives and libertarians dominate on Facebook. And that's one of the reasons we have a better, we have a good response there. But Twitter is a hard one. Facebook is generally pretty open with us on what's going on, but Twitter won't return our phone calls. So
you should get involved with this. You should get this Politi Chatter, because if I could grow that quickly to 125,000, think what you could do with Freedom Works. So you should go check out. I should put you two together. So anyway, we're on air.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about this
Absolutely.
Off air, but on air, I'll put you together with you guys, okay? Anyway, let's go back to what you got. What do you got going on social media? Tell everybody your whole social media stuff.
Well, look, we do grassroots, and traditionally grassroots is that shoe leather side of politics, getting people involved in the process. I had this argument with family members who said, politicians, they never listen. The truth is politicians listen to everything, and they are incredibly responsive because the thing that a politician is the most scared of is an active and educated citizenry. And traditionally, the left has just been better at the old school visiting the offices and whatnot. And so that's what Freedom Works does. We help citizens get involved in the process, visit. If you don't have much time, we can help you with just a few critical phone calls. But increasingly, grassroots is on social media. And so we've been spending a lot of time training our activist community on how to use social media. And I know this week, starting tomorrow, we have our first fly-in of the year. We're bringing in 125 activists from across the country to go lobby in the Senate on impeachment. And that's something that's obviously been a very important issue for us. And we want to get this whole impeachment thing wrapped up. And the best way to do it is for people to call their congressman and say enough is enough.
Look, I'm shocked. You know, I've been on the air for a long time. Brandon talking about Adam Brandon talking about the same kind of things as you, and I'm one of the most fierce defenders in America of Donald Trump. And I can't stand Democrats, and I think they're insane. I think they're radicals, and I think many of them are traitors, and I think they suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. Having said all of that, it never occurred to me that Trump could kill a bad guy who's like a Hitler or an Ayatollah Khomeini You name the bad guy in world history, and the Democrats would defend the bad guy and seem to be on the side of Iran. I never even imagined such a thing could happen.
Yeah, that I forget who I heard said that there was a House resolution. Someone was talking about condemning the president, and someone dubbed it the Iranian Protection Act. And I thought, yeah. Laughed to myself. There's actually some truth there. Look, this guy that we killed. He has so much American blood on his hands. This is the person who taught people how to build roadside bombs to kill Americans. And this guy doesn't really see a big difference between a soldier and a civilian in anything. It's no holds bars for him. So seeing him removed and kind of begs the question, if this is such an important Iranian, what's he doing rolling around Jason Bourne style in Iraq anyway? So anyone who comes to this guy's defense, come on, check the facts.
Well, I had a former U.S. military intelligence guy on the last hour, and I got to tell you, Adam Brandon, he said that Obama killed over 2,800 bad guys with drone attacks, and nobody said a word. I didn't know what the number was. I said to him, weren't there thousands of drone attacks? Not one Democrat or Republican. I never said a word. I'm glad when you're out killing bad guys with drone attacks, even if you're a Democrat. Okay, that's one thing we can agree on. How could you be against Trump killing this guy?
I don't know. I thought to myself, what if this was Osama bin Laden, right?
What if it was Hitler?
When people say, okay, well, if you killed Osama bin Laden, now you're going to inflame passions across the Middle East, is that what we would be hearing? And then when I hear people starting to say this is uniting people, you know, all across the Middle East against America, and I see the list, it's like Lebanese Hezbollah, Syrian Hezbollah.
Right.
I mean, it's
Hamas.
It's all the adjuncts of the Iranian state who is really upset. And I was laughing to myself, thinking, like, I haven't seen the outrage coming out of a lot of our Gulf allies and Saudi Arabia at this.
It's just beyond the pale. It's so bizarre. I think, you know, Democrats are killing themselves. There's parties committing suicide. There's nobody that could see this that could ever vote Democrat. So if I'm wrong and Democrats were to win in 2020, then America's completely finished. That means the majority of Americans think they're on the side of the terrorists, not on the side of the president who killed the terrorists. Isn't that amazing? That couldn't be possible. Adam, you don't think that's possible, right? I don't think it's possible.
Look, I come from, I spent a lot of time working in campaigns and in the Tea Party movement. And look, I live in a world where I am perpetually terrified that we're going to lose the next election. And I'm going to do everything possible to make sure that we win out, not only at the federal level, at the presidency and the House and the Senate, but remember, this is a redistricting year, so it's going to be really important to win state House races as well. So I'm not taking anything for granted. Yes, the left is crazy, but I think that people who love liberty, it's our job to get out there and show people and explain to people what the other side is all about, what the Green New Deal would mean to you, what Medicare for All would mean to you, what absolutely caving into Iran, what that would do to you. And that's our job over the next almost the next 10 months.
Let me ask you a quick personal question. I see now that you are your president and leader of Freedom Works. Whatever happened to Matt Kibbe, who was an old friend of mine? I hadn't heard from him in years. Did he leave the organization?
I've been president now for about 5 years, and I can tell you what, I put on 230,000 air miles last year.
Wow.
I love this job. It's a dream come true for me, but sometimes I think people, you know, they see other opportunities, and he's been working a lot in the video space and has a fantastic group called Free the People, and he's spending most of his time just working on liberty-loving videos.
Got it. All right. All right. Last question today is GOP senators today introduced a bill to change the rules. These are senators now who are going to have to vote on the impeachment, yay or nay, of President Trump. And they introduced a bill to change the rules and allow impeachment vote without the articles because Nancy Pelosi won't turn the articles over. It's the strangest saga in America's history. They rush to do it, and then they won't turn them over.
Well, Nancy Pelosi controls the House of Representatives. She is not Senator Nancy Pelosi of California. The Senate has its own rules. And people also forget that you only needed a simple majority, 50% plus one, to vote for the articles of impeachment in the House. You needed two-thirds majority or 67 senators to vote in the Senate to remove the president. That's not going to happen. Everyone knows it's not going to happen, and their little charade is just kind of wound down now. And she wants to try and get as much publicity as she can, so she's trying to dictate to the Senate. And the Senate's finally saying, enough is enough. Either send us those articles like you're constitutionally supposed to, or we're going to do our constitutional part of the job and start moving on and dismissing these articles right now.
All right, Adam Brandon, who is the president and CEO of FreedomWorks. They believe in smaller government, less taxes, more freedom. The nation's top grassroots group from the right. You heard him tell you over 5 million fans on Facebook and several hundred thousand on Twitter. You can follow him on Twitter at FreedomWorks, at FreedomWorks. Adam, where else could people reach you?
I'm Adam_Brandon on Twitter, but I'm asking everyone to either go to Facebook or go to freedomworks.org, freedomworks.org, and join the fight.
All right, we're in the fight. I'm in it with you. Thank you, Adam Brandon. Appreciate it. War. Wayne Allyn Root, when we get back, I'll tell you a lot more going on. Senator Graham, Lindsey Graham called Kaepernick an un-American racist loser on and off the field. Bravo. Ditto. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another pop popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I know a lot of guys listen to the show who do love football like me in addition to sports, and I'm a big Dallas Cowboy fan. Cowboys made the biggest news in the country today. Mike McCarthy, the new head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, the former Super Bowl winning coach of the Green Bay Packers, and Aaron Rodgers is now the Cowboys head coach. News just in, he's hired Mike Nolan as his defensive coordinator, a big position. Of course, nothing's more important than your defensive coordinator or your offensive coordinator. Usually they're as important as the coach, but nobody ever notices them. But, I mean, they control the offense and the defense. Mike Nolan is a great defensive mind and was the linebackers coach for the San Francisco 49ers, who had arguably the best defense in football this year, one of the two best defenses in football. So another big get. Dallas Cowboys making big news all over the country today. I'm a big fan. I think they made a good move. There were others I could have chosen. I like Urban Meyer. I like Lincoln Riley. Matt Rhule, coach of Baylor, all possibilities. But you don't know what you're getting with a college coach. You know, who's the greatest college coach ever? Probably Nick Saban in Alabama. And when he came to the NFL, he sucked. So the best coach ever in college history couldn't win in the NFL and quit and move back to college quickly. So who knows if Urban Meyer could win in the NFL? Who knows if Lincoln Riley could win? But you know Mike McCarthy could win. He won five straight division titles, and he went to four NFC championship games. And won a Super Bowl. So there's a winning coach. So I think it was probably a good move. We shall see. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Real Water. I want you all to get real. I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. It tastes great. And it's good for you. And just a few squirts of the Real Water concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. You can put it in your water, your coffee, your tea, your juice, or even cheap wine, and you will notice the taste difference and, of course, the health difference. And since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. All free. You do have to pay shipping and handling anywhere in the country, but so what? Who's going to send you a product without shipping and handling? The product is free. You don't pay a thing. Check it out. You will become addicted. 702-381-1217. 702-381-1217. Tell them where I sent you. Get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. And if you're in Vegas, you'll notice the Vegas area code. Just call them and ask them if you can come by the plan and get the bottle for free, and you won't even have to pay the shipping and handling. I promise you, you'll get addicted. Or go to TeamGetReal.com, TeamGetReal.com. So Kaepernick is such a loser. In response to activist Colin Kaepernick, you'd expect me, Wayne Root, to say this stuff. But you don't expect a U.S. senator to respond so angrily at Kaepernick, but Lindsey Graham did. He described the elimination of terrorist Qasem Soleimani as a racist attack for American imperialism. And Lindsey Graham said the former 49ers quarterback is a loser on and off the field, who knows nothing about Iran's terrorism. He added that Kaepernick's a radical leftist, un-American, and a racist. If you're looking for racism in America, Mr. Kaepernick, look in the mirror, said the senator. He made his remarks on the January 5th edition of Sunday Morning Futures, hosted by Maria Bartiromo. Bartiromo noted there's been a lot of pushback against the administration for this move from critics. You have everybody from AOC to Colin Kaepernick. And then she read Lindsey Graham, Kaepernick's January 4th tweet. There's nothing new about American terrorist attacks against black and brown people for the expansion of American imperialism. And Graham said he's a loser on and off the field. He has no idea what the Iranian regime has done to the region. He has no idea they have 600 American deaths in their hands as a result of IEDs made in Iraq. Excuse me, made in Iran and used in Iraq. It's un-American, said the senator. He's a racist. If you're looking for racism, Mr. Kaepernick, look in the mirror. Your country's not the problem, it's the Iranians. And you're so blinded by your hatred of Trump, you can't see the difference between who we are and who the Ayatollah is. Pretty sad. When asked whether Congress should have been consulted before the January 3rd attack on Soleimani, well, I've been a military lawyer for 33 years. These troops are in the field at the direction of the commander-in-chief with the support of Congress. You do not need congressional authorization to defend troops in the field in harm's way. And then he says, as far as AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she doesn't know anything about the law of armed conflict, obviously. Don't forget, this is me saying, Wayne Root. She was a freaking bartender a year and a half ago. A bartender! Now she thinks she's in charge of American national military and security policy. How about Pete Butthead, the mayor of South Bend? His town is overrun with violent crime. All the towns around him don't have any of the violent crime increases that South Bend has. The police hate him. And he thinks he's now the national security king of America. He's making comments about Trump, what he thinks Trump should have done or should have not done. You're a lightweight nothing mayor. The only reason anyone's even mentioned your name and you have contributions is you're a gay mayor. Other than being a gay man, nobody in the world would give a damn what you think about anything. And you're commenting on national security issues. The gay mayor of a tiny town no one cares about and a bartender from Queens walk into a bar together. You know, there's a joke there, isn't there? And decide on national security policy. And the rest of us look at them like, are you out of your freaking mind? You little loser, pipsqueak nothings. What does she know about armed conflict? The only thing she knows about armed conflict is two guys that are fighting her bar. What an idiot. And then he says, in AOC's world, I guess we're supposed to sit back and watch a bunch of Americans get killed. We're not the bad guys. The Iranians are the bad guys. And if you don't see that, you missed a lot in the last 40 years. AOC described Trump as a monster and said he committed war crimes. Newsmax TV up next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.